Every year, hundreds of students from around the state gather in Anchorage for the Native Youth Olympics, but Juneau hasn't sent a team in more than 30 years. KTOO's Adeline Baxter explains why a local athlete is working to change that.
And remember, sometimes it helps to pull with this foot. So you're going to hop up, kick the ball, and land. Keep your balance.
So on a Saturday afternoon, athletes are gathered in a gym on the University of Alaska Southeast campus. A small, furry ball hangs from a pole about 5 feet off the ground. One by one, athletes position themselves beneath it, squatting on one foot while holding the other with their hand. They push off suddenly, kicking one foot into the air above their head in a kind of pretzel handstand. Their foot meets the furry ball, leaving it swinging as they fall back to the ground. This is the Alaskan High Kick, one of the main events in the Native Youth Olympics. The statewide competition highlights strength, agility, and in some cases, pain endurance. Now, for the first time since 1983, Juneau is putting together a team. Kyle Worrell is the coach and leader behind the effort.
The long-term goal is to introduce Native Youth Olympics as a sport in the high school at the same level as any other sport, where students can take part in this year after year, and they can travel to state regionals just like other events.
Since the fall, he's been visiting Juneau's high schools and recruiting students. About a dozen of them practice twice a week at each school, mastering the events they hope to compete in at the state competition in April. Sportsmanship is central to the games. Worrell said it's part of what drew him to Native Youth Olympics.
The games, in a sense, are very individualistic since you're competing against yourself, but they're done in a community setting. So you have all the other athletes around you, and they're there to help you and support you.
Worrell didn't get into Native sports until he was a senior in high school, but now he competes with other adults every year. He routinely medals and holds a world record for an event similar to the high kick. This winter, he'll demonstrate several Native games at the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C.
I don't think I would be as involved with my community if I didn't get into Native games. I don't think I'd be as concerned with my health and my fitness, and that's something that Native games has given me, is that motivation to stay in shape, to always challenge myself, to build my personal bests in each game.
Ricardo Worrell, Kyle's uncle, was Juneau's coach back in the 80s. He said the games offer an alternative to typical high school sports, but there's more to it.
The other important reason to have Native Youth Olympics in the schools is for the Native, even though it's open to non-Natives, is for the Native kids, and it's for that Native identity. It's athletic, it's positive, it's actually kind of cool.
Tryouts for the team are March 30th and 31st. Worrell said he hopes to bring between 10 and 20 high school students to Anchorage, so he plans to step up recruitment after winter break. They'll also look for ways to pay for the trip. The team will fundraise and search for local sponsors. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is already helping out. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.